Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Football Ramble. Oh, hey, look at us popping up in your ears unexpectedly.
Surprise!
Well, we're right bang in the middle of summer, so what on earth are we playing at right now? Well, we come to you with exciting news. We've written a flipping book. We have written a book, that's right. It's available to pre-order right now, and we thought we'd take a little bit of time to talk to you about it. Luke, tell them what this book's about.
Hello, everyone.
Normally I introduce you.
Sort of bowled over by your enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Never seen you so excited, and I've seen you excited a lot.
Easy.
We've written a book about football. Listeners will no doubt be pleased to be reassured by that. We've not gone too far off piece, but it's a book, I would describe it as a guide, if you like, to the world of football through the Football Ramble's eyes. Mm. So, we take in the history of the game and lots of different bits and pieces that have gone on, lots of interesting and sort of unusual happenings, but not in the sort of Danny Baker crazy stuff, but semi-serious, I would say, but told in a traditional Football Ramble way, I would say.
Yeah, and there are many parts to this book, of course, Peter.
Yes, I character assassinate John Fashanu at one point,
yeah.
So...
Yeah.
Let's hope that makes the
edit.
It's
got all your old favourites, isn't it? Let's at least go down that road.
I would say today's best classic... Sorry, today's best bits and classic rambles and all that kind of stuff.
Basically me score settling against people like Alan Pardew
We all fought for about 10 minutes over who got to write the bit about Kevin Keegan.
Yeah.
Marcus, of course, wrote the bit about Sven-Göran Eriksson wherever he pops up. Yeah. He's got his greasy bits all over it. But no, it is separated out through in sort of sections, as you'd probably imagine. And one of the highlights for me... while we're on it, was I did the referee section. So I did a bit about the history of refereeing, how it's changed over the years and how what's expected of modern referees and how they developed as officials and all that kind of stuff. And I really thought one thing that struck me when I was writing it was that it's difficult to work out exactly how they are so good. I mean, we spend a lot of our time talking about them and criticising them, not just us here, but people who watch the game.
Heavily scrutinised referees.
Yeah, we'll be familiar with how they're regularly criticised. But we couldn't obviously get to a situation where we were able to referee a professional game, because that wasn't possible. So what I did instead is...
was it not?
I'd like to have done it.
Yeah. But we tried.
They didn't agree.
Yeah. There's only four of us and we couldn't provide the fifth official.
But as you well know, Marcus, because you were there, I contacted the Premier League referee's office and asked them what the fitness requirements were for a Premier League referee. referee.
Yeah.
And got all the information, and I enlisted you. Mm. I'm pointing at Marcus there.
Well, one quick question. When you phoned up the referee, could you just phone up, or did you need to make a booking?
No, I can't. You can't speak to referees individually. They're very far away from the media. Yeah.
Unless they call you over.
Yeah. They have to instigate the contact.
We should have all crowded around one.
What I should have done was gone on the high street, just put a foul in on someone.
Just wait, yeah.
Yeah, but it didn't happen. So anyway, I contacted the Premier League department, the referees department of the Premier League, and Marcus and I attempted to pass the Premier League referees fitness test. Mm. Now, I'm not going to tell you what happened. Mm-hmm. You probably guess.
Yeah. The word attempted was used there.
But Jim and Pete didn't want to do it, so Marcus and I did it together, and we were definitely the coolest kids in the park that afternoon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did you have the full kit and everything?
Yeah, oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know, you see kids down the park going, oh, yeah. Messi, Neymar.
That was my
Ellery.
Yeah, I was going, Clattenburg. that was probably my highlight of the process of writing it. But hopefully, people who buy it will enjoy reading that, because it was genuinely very fascinating.
Yeah, that's right. Look, there are obviously many different chapters, as is the tradition with books. Jim, obviously, you wrote your fair share. International football was one, and we all love international football.
It was
football.
Fun, yeah. It was actually, that was a really sort of nicely kind of like hazy, nostalgic look back at some of those sort of best games, particularly of the World Cup, actually. And we've all seen sort of bits and pieces of players like Pele, but I wonder how many people haven't actually seen quite how ridiculously brilliant Pele was. I spent a lot of time just sort of basically perving on what that man could do. He was just like a combination of so many of the best modern players. Just the pace, the power, absolutely everything he had. He could just tear through a defence like a hurricane, of like a sort of Tasmanian devil. And just going back through some of those games, like the game of the century in the 1970 World Cup, the final of the 1970 World Cup as well, just that tournament in particular. And Roberto Baggio. Got to think about Roberto Baggio.
So it's fair
it's
to say,
at home in my pants professionally. Finally.
In this book, ladies and gentlemen, Jim Campbell endorses Pele.
Yeah.
So there you are.
I wouldn't go that far.
It's a departure.
Yeah. I learnt about the Hokkaido-based baseball team that also play in the same dome, the Sapporo Dome, as a football team, and they're called the Nippon Ham Fighters.
Yeah,
because they got bought by a ham company.
We very much let Pete stick to what he was good at.
I was about to say, this is just a travel blog for Pete, isn't
love
it? Really?
Could I go to Japan again?
Yeah. you did obviously a number of chapters as well. Stadiums.
Stadiums, they're more fascinating than you think.
Yeah.
I got into a lot of polyurethane chat. Just a lot of plastic and plastic slash like mixes and stuff like that. Mine's really interesting. I swear it is interesting.
I've absolutely no doubt it is. You're an incredibly interesting man. I would like to say, but it must have been quite enjoyable, like, doing a lot of research about certain subjects which you're quite passionate about.
Yeah.
And also learning about other stuff as well, because this is an educational and entertaining book, ladies and gentlemen.
It was very interesting, of course. The game generally is interesting, and it was good to get it out there in another format and give yourself a bit more freedom. I wrote a bit about how media and football intertwine.
Yes.
I wrote a bit about what else did I do? I've forgotten the other chapter I did now.
It's so many.
Yeah, I did lots of good stuff. But it was interesting. The way that football and media intertwine, as I just said, and how they how I guess they're sort of completely interwoven now. I mean, it wasn't always like that, of course. But charting the history of the very first commentator, for example, was fascinating. He was like a radio commentator, ex-army man who used to commentate on tennis and rugby and all that other stuff. And they thought, oh, this football thing might take off, so we'll give him a go on that. And I think in his first commentary ever, he set fire to his notes by accident with his pipe. And
I am assuming that Barry Davis gets a big old mensch.
Barry Davis in there, yeah.
But we won't give too much.
I think I might even touch on the Grays and Key debacle at one point.
My goodness.
You have to buy it and find out. I forgot. I also wrote a love letter to grassroots football, to Sunday League football as well. So that's worth checking out. That was a lot of fun to do.
Absolutely.
Drawing on my frankly appalling Sunday League career for that.
Yeah. And Pete, did you do a biographical bit for Rob Lee?
Rob Lee does feature every now and again. Did a lot on Peter Beard.
Surprise, man.
Did a lot on Beardon and some of my favourite footballers. Scott Sellers, lovely old job. Yeah, so all that stuff.
It's just mid-90s Newcastle. Yeah.
I've got an extract, actually. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, go on.
All right. Before I know it, Luke's got both of my hands in his vice-like grip above my head. He's pinning me to the wall using his lips. Marcus's other hand grabs my hair and yanks down, bringing my face up. I've basically just copied out 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah.
I've put all your names in it. So
that was the meeting, wasn't it?
That was
We'll joke about it, but that'll sell a shitload of copies.
Yeah.
Well, the name of the book is The Football Ramble.
No, it's 50 Shades of Pink.
it's 50 Shades of Football Ramble. Yeah. But it is the name of the book is The Football Ramble. It's available to pre-order now.
Right now. Right now, you can pre-order The Football Ramble book. I've never been so excited, quite frankly. And it's going to be available as a hardback at £14.99, plus also as an e-book and an audiobook as well, read out by us lot, basically. Imagine us in your ears. Imagine that. It's going to be coming out on the 20th of October, so do look out for that. And pre-order it now, for crying out loud. TheFootballRamble.com will have all the details.
Yeah, with the softcover paperback to follow next year, hopefully.
There we are. So thank you very much for letting us talk to you a little bit about the book. What an exciting time to be alive.
Yeah, sorry to disturb your summer. Sorry to disturb your monsoon season. Come in with some book chat down on you.
Well, there we are. That's it. As I say, it's available to pre-order now, and the book available is on the 20th of October. Marvellous stuff. Gentlemen, say goodbye, Jim.
Book.
Say goodbye, Luke.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye, Peter.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll be with you again soon.
On the 8th of August.
Yeah.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.